You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about bird watching and friendship.
One day each spring, volunteers around Wisconsin get up at dawn to participate in the annual Midwest Crane Count. It's a long-running citizen science project that helps collect data about sandhill and whooping cranes. As WPR's Rochelle Wilson tells us, it's also a chance for some people to connect with friends.
It's 4 a.m. on a Saturday morning, an hour for early birds. Thousands of volunteers have set their alarms and are heading out to their local wetlands and birding hotspots to look and listen for cranes.
Are you normally up this early?
No.
That's Mark Hendrickson and Mark Hansen, longtime Crane Count veterans. Hendrickson first volunteered for the count in 1979, just 3 years after the very first Sandhill Crane Count in Columbia County.
When I was heading out in 1979, three cranes got up right next to me from the marshland and did their slow motion flapping of their wings and took off, and I go, wow, I have to do this again.
Eventually, Hansen joined him. You might say these guys are birds of a feather. They often get together to go hiking, hunting, or fishing. They tell me that they don't consider themselves birders, but the crane count is a beloved annual tradition for the Marks. And they've been coming back to the same spot each year, the Goose Lake Wildlife Area near Deerfield.
There's some sites in Wisconsin where you might see lots and lots of cranes. We're not one of them.
Every year, Hansen and Hendrickson hike about 45 minutes to their trusty lookout spot overlooking marshland. I say lookout, but really it's more about listening. One truism of birding is that you often hear a bird before you see it. We get there just before 5:30, when the count officially starts. For the first half hour, we hear all kinds of birds, geese, cardinals, and a woodcock. But no cranes, not yet.
They're sleeping late today.
Hendrickson keeps a notebook of their observations that goes back decades. He writes down every time they see or hear cranes. Later in the day, he sends the numbers to the International Crane Foundation.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm not chronological here. Like in 03, we saw quite a few flying.
Around 6 a.m., we hear them. The first crane calls of the day.
There we are.
Bingo.
Yep, there we are. One had to wake the rest of them up.
Yeah.
It's not an exact science, but the data provides a helpful snapshot for conservation biologists to understand how many cranes are in Wisconsin and where their breeding grounds are. After hearing that first call, we move deeper into a more wooded area by the marsh's edge. A little while later, a second round of crane calls. Eventually, a third. Our 2 hours are up. We didn't see any cranes, but we heard eight pairs. Walking back to the car, I ask the Marks what they think about the proposed Sandhill crane hunt in Wisconsin. Hendrickson doesn't hunt. Hansen says he hunts pheasants, but wouldn't hunt cranes.
Cranes are kind of spiritual in a way, I think. You know, they're not meant for eating. They're a symbol of evolution in a way. You know, they're really, really old. They've been around for millions of years.
For Hendrickson and Hansen, the crane count helps them stay connected with each other and to the land.
You get a sense of ownership of the land. I mean, this is state land, this is DNR land, but for these 2 hours on a Saturday morning, it's our land.
It's our land. That was a deep concept.
Sure. WPR's Rochelle Wilson brought us that story on the annual Midwest Crane Count. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.